This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Every single day, 7 nights a week, 7 to 10 o'clock Eastern Time. Joining you in the studio, by the way, it's Ian.
And Bonnie.
And Aria.
And want to welcome our new streaming platform. I don't know for how many minutes we're going to stay live on here, but we're on a Chinese streaming platform called Nono Live.
Well, we still occasionally stream to, like, Nemo TV, don't we?
They're blocking us at this time over on that other platform, but for right now, we're there. We just started up our stream, so welcome to anybody. It's actually a fairly international platform. When I went to the site, there was some Spanish guy playing or a Mexican guy or whatever playing some sort of video game, so you know, a few hundred people were watching him.
Cool.
So yeah, maybe somebody will find us. But it was funny because we had to download their app and like stream once from the app. It's sort of set up the stream there before it would let us put our stream key or put their stream key info into our real streaming system. And as soon as I hit the stream button from the app, it showed me 20 people were watching it. I'm like, I just don't think so. I don't buy that 20 people would all of a sudden tune into somebody's very first stream.
Within minutes.
Within seconds. There were 20 people there.
I don't know. It could be a thing where it just pops up on the front page.
It could be, but then it went to 40, and now that we're streaming for reals, now there's just one.
My friend,
just watching it as a test. So
my friend Safira was from Germany, and she used to be obsessed with going and streaming us live, like drinking and dancing. And it was just a thing that like all Germans apparently did, because she would just get a big following of German people following us talking, and they'd be like, wow, she sounds like an American. And I would be like, I'm an American. They loved that.
I don't understand why people watch the streaming content that they do. I got to be honest. I do not get it.
Well, when you say people, now it's claiming 19. So, anyway.
Is that from Restream?
No, this is No Live.
Well, I mean, but Restream is streaming to them, right?
Correct. Correct.
Maybe Restream will have more accurate numbers. Or maybe it is 19. Who knows?
Yeah, if so, welcome aboard. We're glad that you're out there. Now it's claiming 20. So I don't know.
Who knows?
But you were saying you don't know about people watching what they watch. I mean, like just video game streaming or specifically just real life, IRL, as they call it. That's, by the way, our category over at No Live is we're IRL.
I mean, to an extent, I understand video game streaming. I don't think I've ever watched a video game stream, at least not when it was
You've
live.
You made video game streams.
Yes.
So you must have seen them if you have some idea of, like, you've got to put your little face in the corner while you play the game. You must have seen what other people
have done. Not while live.
Okay. I've never watched one, and I pretty much get that. My little brother used to watch them.
So you've seen them, though. You've walked through the room.
I guess so.
The only video streamer I ever watched live was you when you were playing whatever it was, one of the Doom games or something.
Okay. Yeah. But you've watched them later on. You've watched playbacks.
Not really intentionally, just YouTube suggests them, and I don't realize it's a live stream that was since re-uploaded to YouTube or whatever, and I end up watching it. I'm like, oh, this is a live stream. But even then, it's not like a live. There's a very different thing with a live stream versus a pre-recorded video. You're expected to interact with people during live streams and stuff like that, so they usually have the chat scrolling on the screen or some sort of super chat or something like that. And I just don't get why people want to watch it while it's actually live and happening, except to feel like they're part of something.
That's it. Yeah, that's it.
But that's an illusion.
Yeah, for a large part it is, although if they have money to throw at the host will probably be more likely to acknowledge that they exist.
Yeah, that's the whole point of the super chats, right? Donate $5 and you'll get
and
your
I'll
chat
read
right.
Your thing.
Yeah.
The only type of live streaming things I can think of that I've watched have been like a pop star is like, I'm going to go live on Instagram at this time, and then you go there and she'll maybe see your comment like, we love you, Kim Petras. Or whatever.
So you understand it then, right?
Yeah, just people? Not video game ones.
But it's the same thing. So the people who are watching it want to be acknowledged by the star.
Also, it feels like you're going to like miss it because it'll just be for that moment live and then later it'll be.
Could you play it back later?
Maybe. There was one where Kim Petras was going to be taking questions, so I sent in a question to her. And then I missed the live, and then I tried to find it, and I never could find it to see if she answered my question.
It was ephemeral. It was temporary. So
Twitch is like that. But I do understand gaming streams, but like what is it called when people like just stream themselves eating
IRL.
Or whatever? No, not that. It's got some other term.
Mukbang?
No.
What is it?
Like stream this AMR?
Oh, ASMR.
That's it. I don't understand
that.
That
where they would be, like, crunching in the microphone or whatever.
Whenever.
That's a lot of the content. But if you just go to, like, twitch.tv and look at the main categories, other than video game content, it's stuff that I don't understand at all. And I don't understand why anyone finds it appealing.
Give me an example, like the cooking videos or somebody just walking around the street talking.
Sure, any of those.
Yeah. Well, so they've got, like, a fan base, right, because of, for whatever reason. There was the one guy who... I don't remember his name. He was like Ice King or something like that, or Iceman or something. He would go into places, and he had like a speaker on his, like a Bluetooth speaker or something on his belt, or maybe it was just his phone itself. But people would send in those auto chat things where if you send like you said, if you send $5, you can type in a message, and then a robotic voice will read the message out. Over the stream. We have that, by the way. That's like, it's kind of like a standard thing for a lot of these streaming platforms. So on our Twitch, I think it still does it. Like, if you were to donate, almost no one ever does this with us, but I think if you donate like more than $4 through tip.lrn.fm, which is like a credit card, debit card donation system, this robotic voice will bust over top of our stream and just say whatever the hell it is that you want it to say. And so
it sounds dangerous if you're going into a place.
That's why this guy was popular. So he would like go into places, and the trolls that were watching his stream would say really offensive things.
I have no doubt.
To like the people that were around him or whatever, and he would like people would attack him.
Oh my god!
And they'd chase after him, and like horrible things would happen to this guy. But he also made a bunch of money. Doing it. So he would put himself in these potentially dangerous situations, and these internet trolls who are completely ensconced in the safety behind their monitors would just say whatever nasty things that they wanted. So that's one example of why those people would follow that person.
And that I could still see why that would be entertaining, but it's not something that I would necessarily feel compelled to watch live.
Well, as far as watching it live, I get you. But if you wanted to interact, then that's the reason why those people do that, right?
Like, so maybe that's it. I don't have the desire to interact with people that I watch.
Correct. I think it's a very specific group of viewers. Like, there's a certain type of person that wants to have that acknowledgement, right? They want that host or that star or whatever to know that they're out there. And some of them are willing to pay a lot of money for this, right? So, especially if it's a pretty girl, there are literally, attractive or even semi-attractive people out there will do these streams, and they'll get what they call simps. You've heard this term,
yeah,
right? A simp? Can you define it, Bonnie? What's a simp?
A guy that likes the girl just because she's pretty on the internet?
I presume there are also female simps as well, like who do the same thing.
Presumably.
Probably.
Usually it's referred to as a guy. And so, there's all these pretty girls out there that figured out they can make a living by doing this live streaming, whether they play video games or just sit there and chat, or there's this one girl who like plays Twister by herself or something like that, just doing things that put her in awkward positions, and guys
for the benefit of the camera,
money.
Obviously
they just throw money at these girls, And if you throw
kudos
enough,
to them.
Yeah, and if you throw enough money at the girl, maybe she'll notice you are you're out there and like say hello to you or something like that. And I don't know what that does, you know, for the for that person, but it gives them some sort of acknowledgement. These are people that are probably very lonely, you know, they're sitting in their mom's basement or something like that. And it, this is their human contact, or at least what they believe is human contact. It's not, really. It's, like you said, it's an illusion.
It will be all the human contact there is when Meta, the metaverse, is here.
Oh, it'll get so much better then, won't it?
You'll be happy.
You'll be happy and you'll have nothing. Isn't that what the World Economic Forum said?
It sounds like communism.
603-283-6160. You want to weigh in on the live stream?
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text G-O-L-D to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
888-283-6160. And in the studio tonight, we've got Ian.
And Bonnie.
And Aria.
We're going to continue. Of course, you can take control of the airwaves. That's the point of the show. Also, want to make sure you know about Intercoin. It is now available, by the way, on not just X Markets, which is their first centralized exchange where you can easily trade USDT for Intercoin's new ITR investor token over at xmarkets.com, exmarkets.com. But Intercoin is now available on Uniswap as well. So for those of you that want to use the Uniswap platform because it's, well, it's decentralized. I mean, X Markets is actually really pretty good for a centralized exchange because you don't have to do know your customer with X Markets. They just want an email address, which means you can use any email address that you want to sign up for them, exmarkets.com. So if you want to try the centralized exchange method, you can do that there, or you can go through their Uniswap. Just go to intercoin.org, and you'll find the link to their Uniswap right there on the front page of the website. So check that out. That just launched, I think, within the last 48 hours, maybe. So I don't know what the liquidity is on it yet. That's something that you'll have to see for yourself over at intercoin.org. You can learn more about the Intercoin vision there as well. That's intercoin.org. Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. Then we can talk about notifications and more tech stuff, since we were talking about, like, or social tech, I guess, if you want to call it that. If you want to call sitting behind a screen and chatting with somebody who you'll never likely meet in real life, social. But that's sort of the new world that we're living in here, folks. But first, Epicurus is on the line in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live.
Thanks for taking my call. I'll keep it brief. I have had an observation about the Kyle Rittenhouse trial today. It's pretty funny. I'm not sure if you guys have been keeping up with it, but
I have not.
There's a guy that there's one of the prosecution attorneys. His name is Krauss. He's got a bunch of memes running around with a face palm and some crucial points. I like to refer to him as a fatlock. he's pretty funny to watch. And today he they got into a bunch of bickering today with the closing statements between the two different sides. And this guy actually ended up saying to the jury, this guy, Fatlock, actually said to the jury that that there are no right or left-handed rifles. So he's either extreme, outright lying, or he's an absolute idiot when it comes to guns. This isn't the first time his side has said outright lies like that.
Now, when you say that, what you mean is, I mean, obviously anybody with a right or left hand can hold a rifle, but some of them have, like, the safety on one side of the gun or the other, right? So it's not really fully operable as easily with, say, if it's a right-handed gun for if you're a lefty.
I'll use a specific example for this specific rifle, Kyle's rifle that we're talking about, that mm-hmm. defense was talking about, that this guy was responding to. Kyle's rifle, he was an AR-15. The way the defense was showing it, he was holding the rifle to his left shoulder, and he's making a point of showing this rifle in its configuration, configured for a right-handed shooter, cannot be effectively used by a person firing from their left shoulder because the shells will be ejected into the shooter's face.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what this guy, Krauss, of prosecution, was responding to.
I see.
Outright telling the jurors that there is no such thing as rifles that are configured for right-hand shooters or left-hand shooters.
And what was the relevance of this to the trial? Were they saying that somebody was a lefty versus a righty? How did this come into play?
Well, that's where it gets a little messy. A few days ago, the prosecution, they basically brought up some magical evidence that they just invented. The FBI was withholding some drone cam footage up until during the trial. And then a few days ago, the prosecution decided they wanted to introduce a zoomed-in image from this drone footage. But the zooming-in part of it comes from, I believe, an iPad. And they decided that they wanted to introduce it into evidence that you do a pinch, a pinch to zoom. And there was a whole lot of talk with the judge and everything, and expert witnesses on the validity of that, because there's a lot more that goes into Zooming than you would think. You're adding pixels. Their expert from the state testified that he did not know what kind of colors the pixels would be.
This is how I don't understand how anyone sat through this nonsense, much less obsessively, like Richie, who was on with us last night and watched every minute of this stuff so far.
Wow.
How are you still sane after watching these grown men argue about zooming in on an iPad? And why didn't you turn it off to watch something that wouldn't destroy your ability to think?
It's, well, you know, I don't have much else going on right now, I guess. But I also recognize that this is an extremely complex case, and really the reason so many people are paying attention to it, myself included, is because it is political. There's a point in which the judge tells this guy Binger, one of the prosecutors, this is not a political trial, and even Binger knows. Like, he smiles and sort of shakes his head, like even he knows this is political. This is about gun rights. This is about your right to defend yourself in the middle of a riot. So I guess that's why I was suffering.
I don't think it's a bad thing, Ari, that people are watching a trial. I think a lot of people don't know what goes on inside a courtroom, and this is giving people an unedited glimpse, you know, a look into what that is like. I personally have been to plenty of trials, and I have that experience, but most people in America, unless they've actually been to court and gone to trial, which is probably a very small minority of them, this is probably a fairly educational experience for them.
When the Casey Anthony trial was going on, me and my sister and my mom were watching like every second of it. We had books we were reading about it like while the case was going on, and we were just obsessed with like every detail, like, oh, and this makes me think of this, and you know, like,
yeah,
figuring out. Yeah,
this is very much the same thing. People, it's a hobby. Somebody, you gotta have something to do, right? You were just saying, well, why do people watch live streamers? At least this has some sort of relevance as opposed to somebody just,
you know,
blowing up somebody's head on a live stream and, you know, the next Doom game or whatever.
Yeah, and I did also want to add, there's a few other interesting connections here, actually. So obviously, another one of the reasons I wasn't watching this is because this is at least as important as the OJ trial, but the incidents took place in the middle of a riot with all kinds of people filming. So just putting together the story is it can be interesting, because there's a lot of evidence that they're revealing, pictures of dead bodies, pictures of the wounds. There's a lot of things they're revealing in this trial that the media didn't talk about at all, or they completely lied about, and it's completely backwards. So just like you were saying, just giving an unfiltered perspective, it's interesting. I'm really seeing outright how bad the media lies.
That you can see, and also how just desperate and evil these prosecutors are, and you know how dishonest they can be. Now I'm saying this is just from what I've heard. I've not watched a moment of this trial. I've had Matt reporting on it on Thursday nights on Free Talk Live. Apparently, by the way, Epicurus, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate the update. Apparently, the prosecutor also pointed a gun at the jury today and had his finger on the trigger.
What the heck?
So basically, like, committed a criminal act on the jury in the courtroom. Of course, they didn't arrest him for that. There's more coming up here. Thanks, Epicurus. 603-283-6160. You can weigh in with your thoughts.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden signs a big infrastructure bill marking a huge legislative accomplishment. During an event at the White House, Arizona Democrat Senator Kyrsten Sinema says the bill will fund major upgrades while creating good new jobs.
Our plan will create millions of jobs and make our country stronger, safer, and more globally competitive without raising taxes on everyday Americans.
6 teens are hospitalized after a shooting at a Colorado park. Police say the shooting happened just before 1 o'clock in Aurora. All of the victims are students at Aurora Central High School, which is just across the street from the park. Doctors say all the victims' injuries are considered non-life-threatening. According to police, there are multiple suspects in the case who are still at large. And you're listening to USA Radio News. President Biden is continuing to call on the House and Senate to approve his Build Back Better plan, which he argues will help the American economy. Republican Congressman Carlos Jimenez tells Fox and Friends he believes that this plan may actually get through the House because he doesn't trust the moderate Democrats.
Every single, you know, crazy leftist agenda idea that's gone to Congress, they voted for. They voted with a progressive. So I don't know if there's any moderate Democrats left. They may say they're moderate, but they don't vote moderate. They vote with a progressive wing. And so I'll be very surprised if this thing doesn't pass, at least through, you know, the House.
President Biden is highlighting a new executive order aimed at improving justice and public safety for Native Americans. He helped open a virtual tribal nation summit at the White House and said it's long overdue. The president also saying the United States must do more to support the dignity and sovereignty of tribal nations. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. Phones are open here if you want to join us. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here tonight we've got Ian.
And Bonnie.
And Aria.
Don't forget, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. And we got a lot of features on that site. You can go to our social media platform, which we are in charge of. There's no big tech, big corporation that's running social.freetalklive.com. It's us. It's a mastodon, which means it basically acts like Twitter, but there's no Twitter. It's just our own platform. You can join it. It's free, and it's federated, which means it's connected to the other Mastodon platforms out there, unless, of course, one of them has decided they don't want to be connected to us, because that's kind of the nice thing about federation, is you can disfederate from whoever it is that you don't want to connect with. But I think by default, you can find anybody else on any other Mastodon and follow their profile through us, which is pretty cool. So check it out at social.freetalklive.com. That's social.freetalklive.com. We were just talking about live streaming because we got on this new platform tonight, and we're debating, you know, talking about whether this thing is even real. They're claiming that we've got 49 viewers right now, but as you pointed out, Aria, no one has actually said anything in the chat room on this system. Now, we're on DLive. We've been on there for a long time. They haven't banned us, thank goodness. There was one issue with DLive we had like a year ago, but we haven't had any issues with them since then.
I don't even remember that issue, yeah, so it couldn't have been major.
It was pretty minor. We're off of YouTube. They have taken our channel and hit it with two strikes, so we're going to be off there for a few more weeks at least. It looks like we're on Twitch. But like DLive, we've only got like a few people watching there, but yet they're chatting, right? So Chazelton W and Six Society are in the chat room. They're active. So I don't know if I believe that there's, you know, dozens of people on this new platform.
If you're watching on, what is it called? No-No.
No-No Live.
Tell us what food you'd like to see us mukbang.
I don't know, Matt. We do usually have a fair number of people watching us on Twitch, and Twitch very rarely ever says anything.
That's true.
We just have certain individuals who are very chatty, and I appreciate that.
Well, let's get into this other story here, Aria, that you've got tonight. It's relating to tech. In fact, it's about people's frustration with notifications.
Yes, it's about how notifications are driving us crazy. Wait, what was that one? J.J. Cooper has become fluent in interpreting the cacophony of notifications emitted by his phone and computer each workday. But this thing was different. And I was actually guilty of this with my phone that the FBI actually took from me.
Mm-hmm.
I had different notifications for different apps, so if I was showering or something, I would hear it and I would go, oh,
no.
I know exactly what that is.
You even have a different notification for a specific person texting you.
Yes.
Right.
That way I would, you know whether or not it was something I needed to deal with sooner rather than later.
Right.
It was that needle scratching on a record kind of sound where it's like, wait a minute. I was like, no, I have to find out what this thing is. But another notification distracted me, he said. We're on alert overload. Stray comments and offhand requests once shouted across the office now blink and buzz at us from Microsoft Teams and Slack. Our communication has grown fragmented, spread across myriad apps we have to learn, conform to, and remember to check. You don't have to remember to check them, though, and that's sort of the whole point of this article. They will make sure that you check them. Meanwhile, personal texts and social media mentions have bled into the workday after all this time at home, adding another layer of distraction to our time on the clock. Why put your phone on silence if the boss isn't hovering over you? Our culture has evolved to accommodate rapid communication, and it can be mentally taxing. Many of us struggle to conjure up that brilliant thought that hit right before the notification burst in. That's very unclear. Your memory is just overflowing with information. They should have proofread this. I expect more from the Washington Journal.
Well, I think there are two opposite sides where this can be an issue. There's the person who their phone is always going off and it's annoying to everyone and even themselves that they're always hearing noises and stuff. And there's also people like my little sister who you won't get an answer back from her for a long time until she looks at her phone because she just has it on silent all the time.
That's how I am.
I'm always like, Elsa, you're not in school anymore. Turn your phone on so that way if I call you, you answer.
See, I didn't think my phone even had a silent mode. I thought it would only go down to vibrate because I'm used to, you know, once you turn it all the way down to vibrate, you hit it one more time and it goes into silent.
That's supposed to be how it works.
But evidently, on this version of phone, whether it's because it's Samsung or a newer version of Android, you have to actually go into settings and turn on silent that way, which I've done now, which is great because I don't even like it vibrating.
Right.
When I choose to give my phone my attention, it's my choice. It's not because the phone is yelling at me and demanding my attention or even vibrating at me and demanding my attention. It's my device. It belongs to me, not the other way around.
I appreciate that attitude. I think when I first started with phones, I immediately went from, like, back when, you know, in the old days when you could just text and take phone calls, I went straight to vibrate only mode just because I didn't want the rings to bug me. I didn't want them to, you know, make noise. And then eventually I did go more, I would say in the last few years, I did go to the completely silent mode and just, I'll just check it whenever I want to, which is often enough as is because there's a lot that I need to do with electronic devices.
Exactly. Mine's almost always on silent, but if somebody called me and I missed it because it was on silent, I would usually get back to it really pretty soon because I look at my phone enough. But
right.
If you don't look at your phone enough, you're going to be missing calls and calling people back hours later. If it's an emergency.
Well, see, I'm okay with that, because if someone's going to call me, I will usually know in advance that they're going to call me at this particular time, and it's because we've arranged that. I'm not at someone's beck and call for them to just call whenever it's convenient for them. No, make sure it's convenient with me as well before you call me. There's some people who do this to me on Facebook Messenger. Just call me randomly out of the blue. I'm driving to work. How inconsiderate are you?
Might not know that you're driving to work.
I know. Why not ask?
Hmm.
And wait for a response. Why just assume that I'm here at your disposal whenever you choose to speak with me?
Well, I don't know. I don't think you can get upset at somebody for wanting to place a phone call.
But I think they could handle it in a more considerate way.
Most people probably don't call these days, though, because didn't they do studies that show millennials, for instance, are highly unlikely to actually make a phone call or answer any phone calls because they'd rather text? So if you're getting,
I know
a phone
millennials
call,
won't answer the door.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You need to text a millennial when you arrive at the house, because ringing the doorbell or knocking on the door, they're not going to answer, even if they know you're coming for some reason.
Really?
I mean, some will, but that's the stereotype, and it's largely true, as stereotypes often are.
Is that true, Bonnie?
It's not true of me, personally. I would definitely answer the door because I want to know who's there.
But, like, is that a thing that your friends have done?
Not to me.
So this research, Dr. Mark's research, finds people switch screens on their phones an average of 566 times per day. Half the time we're interrupted, the other time we pull ourselves away. Breaks, even mindless ones like scrolling Facebook, can be positive, replenishing our cognitive resources, Dr. Mark says. I don't know that there's anything positive about wasting time scrolling through Facebook, but sure, let's go with that. But when something external diverts our focus, it takes us an average of 25 minutes and 26 seconds to get back to the original task.
What?
Yeah, apparently. 25, like receiving a text message from someone if you're in the middle of working. For some reason, it takes people an average of 25 minutes to get back to work.
I guess the idea is it takes you to one thing, which then you find another thing, and then you link to another thing, and before you know it, you're watching a YouTube video, and then...
That's what happens to me all the time. I'll be like, Ian, let me show you this girl that I knew in high school. Go to Instagram, then I'm looking at a picture of Lady Gaga, then I'm Googling her new trailer.
Yeah, this is bad. This is what's happening. You're right, Bonnie. This happens to a lot of people, and it's a huge time waster.
I guess in that sense, I'm thankful for the limitations on my internet because I can't just do stuff like that, right?
Thanks, this, federal government.
And this stresses us out. Research using heart monitors shows that the interval between people's heartbeats becomes more regular when they're interrupted, a sign they're in fight or flight mode. The onus is on teams and organizations to create new norms, Dr. Mark says. If individuals just up and turn off their notifications, they'll likely be penalized for missing information. I don't think that's true. But
what would the penalty possibly be?
Being late to an event, a sudden event that friends are throwing or something?
Yeah. It's an important event. It should be on your calendar. And, you
see,
know.
Schedule it in advance, like you would a phone call.
603-283-6160 is the number here. If you want to weigh in on the notification problems in our current reality, 603-283-6160, you can join us here on Free Talk Live.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine?
It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com. Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And shout out to people watching us on Odyssey as well. They definitely deserve a special mention because that is our primary streaming platform. We did mention that we're on a new platform tonight, and we're going to try to get on some of the other international ones because we're on Restream, which makes it relatively easy to get on all these centralized platforms that, you know, exist.
I want to say a special shout out to the hater who, when he discovered that we were, you know, suspended from YouTube, he actually put in the effort to find us on Odyssey and continue hating.
Yes, Bitcoin is
like
a scam.
Like, that is commitment.
Yeah, I'll name him. Bitcoin is a scam. And the funny thing is, he's now on a platform that's actually friendly to crypto.
Yeah, I know. I said he's not going to be very popular on there.
Right. So he's actually finally got opposition in the chat room instead of his two other buddies that are basically, like, federal agents.
The federal agent buddies that were on YouTube, they really, really hated everybody on the show except Mark when they played the Mark Irwin... The Mark ending of a Free Talk Live happened like 2 days ago.
Oh, yeah, he did a final segment.
Yeah.
That's always been the case, though. Like, the Matrix chat, it's full of people who passionately hate me and Ian, mm-hmm. but they love Mark to death.
They also love Trump, a lot of them, too.
Yeah.
So, you do the math.
There may be some relationship there.
So if you want to join us, you can, 603-283-6160. We're talking about notifications, and I'm not really sure what the thrust of the story is. Is it how to manage them, or like
it
what?
It is essentially how to manage them, saying mm-hmm. they're getting, like it's suggesting here is managers should create quiet hours where people aren't expected to respond, which seems like common sense, right? If your manager texts you at 5 in the morning, they shouldn't expect a response.
Sure.
Mine would, but that's because she knows I'm awake at 5 in the morning, and she texts me at 5 in the morning. It's about a rock concert or something that's coming up.
Right on.
So this person has tried. Last year, his company encouraged everyone to test out muting Slack notifications. The 36-year-old, who works for a digital agency in South Carolina, made it only a couple of hours before caving. And I guess this is another thing where I have to say thank you to the federal government, because I was never obsessed with checking notifications, right? For years, I've been like, I'm going to check my phone when I want to and not when it wants me to. But not having any internet access for a period of like 3 or 4 days, like at all, it really broke me of a lot of habits of checking things like that.
Really?
Well, yeah, because I couldn't at all.
Yeah, yeah.
So the desire to participate in these online activities is just almost like withdrawing from
it.
It just, yeah, it just went away. The craving to do it vanished.
The federal government stealing my phone also helped me stop checking or watching Snapchat stories. I just almost never do that anymore. Maybe the people that I follow, I'll still look at there sometimes, but not even as often. But I used to like just be like, oh no, I've just spent 30 minutes looking at these random Snapchat stories that are not my friends. It's like random people, and they're usually not that entertaining to me. I usually keep watching them because they're annoying or something.
Those things, I had never even seen this thing before you showed me this platform. I mean, I knew Snapchat existed. At one point, I had set an account up and then quickly abandoned it.
That's exactly what I did.
But you know, you're younger, obviously, than me quite a bit, Bonnie, and you know younger generations are more into Snapchat, and so you had a fairly active account. You were watching these things, and Snapchat sells like little blip advertisements that last, what, 2 seconds, 3 seconds, maybe 4 on the long end or something like that. Like, they're really, really quick, like, branding ads for companies you probably already know. You know, they're just hitting you with, like, a 2-second video in the middle of somebody's, like, 15-second or 30-second little story, and it's so annoying.
Because you'll get, like,
things.
5 of them in...
In like 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah. They hit you with these ads, and it is just one of the most obstructive, annoying, offensive forms of advertising.
That's what people need to realize. Like, if I'm watching a video on YouTube or something, or Facebook or wherever, and you interrupt my video to shove an advertisement in my face, that just makes me hate whatever it is you're advertising. You're interrupting my entertainment to try to sell me something. And I realize this, saying this on
a
show where that's kind of what we do, but it doesn't make me like your product anymore.
Well,
we tend to not interrupt the show for these beyond, you know, even if we wanted to, we couldn't send out, you know, terrestrial radio during the commercial breaks of us talking, because the radio stations would be playing commercials.
Yeah, I mean, our advertisements are much more structured, and they're different, I guess. Yeah, but then again, people just don't like advertising in general. But I got to tell you, the quick little 2-second ones are just, even though they're short, I think the idea is that they're intended to be unobtrusive. I find them to be more offensive than a long advertisement, just because they keep hitting you with them.
I'll be trying to show Ian some video, like, look at this dog's haircut, and he'll be like, oh, God, another advertisement, and I've stopped noticing them because I'm just used to it.
But, like, you know, we have 10-minute-long segments where we aren't being broken up by anything at all.
True.
Imagine if this show, every 30 seconds, there's like a 5-second ad that just blasts in over top of that. That was just so annoying.
Yeah, that frequency is a bit unacceptable.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Sure. I've never watched the Snapchat story, though, so I used it to communicate with some friends, and that was pretty much
it. Yeah, the thing about them is there will be one picture of a thing where you'll be like, that's interesting, you'll click on it, and you'll have to go through a whole bunch of different stuff until you get to the thing you clicked on it for. But anyways, the government taking away my phone and me not having a phone for a few days, and then me only having a phone that I didn't know how to get Snapchat on because it's like a cloaked phone. For the rest of the time, I didn't use Snapchat for a few weeks because I just couldn't figure it out because I didn't know how to download an APK file. So, yeah, that made me stop watching those things. Yeah, it was good.
So this person would keep checking to make sure he's not holding anyone else up. He said, no matter what, I kept crawling back to the notifications. Now, this is on Slack, which is presumably a work group sort of thing.
It's just a chat.
Okay.
It's like, it's a way overhyped chat room. It's basically an IRC that you pay for. It's like if you had to pay for Matrix. It's really annoying. Slack, if you don't pay for Slack, they cut you off as far as your search ability to go back more. You can't go back more than 10,000 items in the server. And if you've got a busy server, obviously that's not going to be much more than, you know, a few days worth of content. And they want you to pay like $5 a person or something like that for everybody
on
the server. Yeah, it's not cheap. And honestly, it's just chat. That's all it is. It's a server that you don't get to host. Slack hosts it for you.
So it's like Discord in that
regard.
It's like
Discord.
Yeah. But you have to pay for it on
Correct.
Top of that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's terrible.
It's awful.
He dreads having a pile of work waiting for him if he lets up for too long. And by if he lets up for too long, what they mean is not check notifications. And no matter what his bosses and colleagues say they expect, he can't shake the idea that Slack messages are supposed to be addressed instantaneously.
My God.
Well, is he getting paid 24 hours a day? Because I would not be caring if I had work to do if I was off the clock.
I'm assuming that this behavior manifests while he's at work, but It doesn't specify whether or not he's sitting at home checking Slack messages constantly. There's this feeling that someone sent this to you, and they're waiting for this response that has a ticker counting down, he says. Good Lord, that sounds awful. Emily Parks, a productivity consultant, says some of her clients are energized by hopping back and forth between tasks. She recommends they turn off notifications for 25 minutes to focus, then take a 5-minute break afterward. Those with longer attention spans should aim to work for 52 minutes and then take a 17-minute break. Or just turn notifications off entirely.
Mm-hmm.
That's the best way to do it.
And then if you want, if you turn them off entirely, but you're still concerned with getting something that's relatively important, just create a habit or set yourself an alarm to remind you, okay, top of the hour, I can check my notifications. You know, if you're at work, right? So if there's something that comes in over the hour, then you'll get it at least within the next hour. And then you can address it then, and then move on back to whatever task you were doing, and then, okay, top of the hour comes, take another look.
And I understand that desire for people to be able to respond to emergency stuff like that, but when was the last time anyone texted you or called you with an actual time-sensitive emergency? Hey, I need you to do this within the next 10 minutes. For me, it was probably March the 16th when we got raided by the FBI, the last time anyone I personally know had an actual emergency that needed to be dealt with and that couldn't have waited an hour or two.
Yeah.
They can't be that common. It's not like every single day you're going to call, hey, your daughter was in a wreck. We need you in the hospital right now. That's not common. That's extremely uncommon. Using emergencies as an excuse to keep your phone.
That said, if your daughter gets in a wreck and you don't get the call, you'll feel sorry.
Sure, but that's so unlikely to happen.
That's true. And the number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. I do wish there was like a way to make it so a specific number could break through and actually ring. Like if you turn all the notifications off, but like Bonnie's call could get through and...
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.